Broadcasting from deep within the second realm, you are listening to agoristradio.com.
Hello, this is Hero White of the Cypherpunk Show. Agoristradio.com is sponsored by MetroPie.net, SSH proxy and VPN services. Privacy is your right, only if you defend it. Please support our sponsors and tell others about them.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
Welcome back to Cypherpunked. We had a few guests lined up, and due to some emergencies, they had to cancel out on us and postpone. We took a rain check. So there's a couple other things that we had on the agenda, and that's some readings. Today we're going to go over an article from Mark Herpel, who runs the Digital Gold Currency magazine. By the way, the latest issue just came out, has some interesting stuff in it, like mobile web apps for some of the money systems out there. Any of you developing these mobile web applications might want to take a look and see some of the interface design and ideas that can be used in your own apps. Fellow Traveler is looking into doing a mobile, possibly integrating a mobile interface with some of his stuff, and so is Alex Weed on the Porkloom system. So, well, this article is called Peer-to-Peer Digital Currency, The Long Road Ahead for FinCEN by Mark Herpel, DGC Magazine, Friday, April 22nd, 2011. As an introduction, FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, is one of the U.S. Department of Treasury's lead agencies in the fight against money laundering. Its mission is to enhance U.S. national security, deter and detect criminal activity, and safeguard financial systems from abuse by promoting transparency in the U.S. and international financial systems. That's taken from the www.fincen.gov website. Why FinCEN has an almost impossible task ahead, regulating modern internet digital currency. The financial crime enforcement folks have made some highly effective moves in the legal department during the past few years in their attempt to regulate new internet financial products. These new products include digital currency payment software, online payment systems, and other value transfer systems. Another piece from the FinCEN.gov website. The 1970 Bank Secrecy Act authorizes the Secretary of the Treasury to require certain records or reports where they have a high degree of usefulness in criminal, tax or regulatory investigations or proceedings, or in the conduct of intelligence or counterintelligence activities, including analysis to protect against international terrorism. In 1990, the U.S. Department of the Treasury established the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, to provide a government-wide multi-source financial intelligence and analysis network. The organization's operation was broadened in 1994 to include regulatory responsibilities for administering the Bank Secrecy Act, one of the nation's most potent weapons for preventing corruption of the U.S. financial system. The USA Patriot Act of 2001 broadened the scope of the Bank Secrecy Act to focus on terrorist financing as well as money laundering. The act also gave the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network additional responsibilities and authorities in both important areas and established the organization as a bureau within the Treasury Department. Hundreds of thousands of financial institutions are subject to Bank Secrecy Act reporting and record-keeping requirements. These include depository institutions, banks, credit unions, and thrifts, brokers or dealers in securities, insurance companies that issue or underwrite certain products, money service businesses, money transmitters, issuers, redeemers, and sellers of money orders and traveler's checks, check cashiers, and currency exchangers, casinos, and card clubs, and dealers in precious metals, stones, or jewels. Again, that's from the FindSend.gov website. Using new powers created by Bank Secrecy Act, along with those exciting new Patriot Act upgrades, the legal minds of the U.S. Treasury have successfully labeled most of the new U.S. Internet payment products and grouped them into existing financial product categories. The FindSend strategy was to use changes in the existing laws or proposed changes to identify these newer payment products by their activity. Once identified as a financial business, the operators would be required to provide a mandatory degree of transparency and financial reporting as required by the laws regulating money service businesses and money transmitters. This strategy worked extremely well for over the past few years for all of the existing digital currency payment systems, both foreign and domestic, which did business in the United States. The prosecutorial actions stemming from the Treasury's oversight have effectively shut down all popular U.S.-based digital currency systems and forced all existing U.S. exchange agents to close. The red tape which faces digital currency businesses within the U.S. borders is simply too troublesome and expensive. Large companies such as PayPal, which have centralized account structures, process all customer funds through existing bank channels, are able to comply with regulations without any hesitation. The flow of funds always moves from the customer through the regulated bank product and into the online payment system. These large regulated companies comply with the law because they can. To be clear, because all customer funds move through the bank, the origin of the funds and the person behind the deposit are always known. From the above FindSend statement, quote, to require certain records or reports where they have a high degree of usefulness in criminal, tax, or regulatory investigations or proceedings, or in the conduct of intelligence or counterintelligence activities, including analysis, to protect against international terrorism, unquote. Regulations require the online payment company to generate these reports, keep stored records, and maintain access for the purpose of, quote, criminal, tax, or regulatory investigation, unquote. Each PayPal customer account is directly linked to personal information backed by government-issued ID, plus the funds flow through a licensed bank where an account is also linked to the account holder and their ID. PayPal is an extension of the bank account. It is not a digital currency. It is accurate to say that a PayPal payment is owned by that account holder and no one else. If the payment turns up bad, the owner can be easily discovered. The funds can be tracked directly to that person before, during, and after the transaction, and a detailed record of this transaction is held for many years. Unlike digital currency products, the PayPal system was created as an extension of regulated bank products. Complying with FindSend regulation changes is easy for PayPal. Reporting the customer's personal information, the account number, transaction details, and where the funds originated is a snap. Suspicious transactions can also be monitored for money laundering violations. Customer records can be accessed after the fact, which could help to build a rock-solid legal case. To prosecute financial crimes, all of this data can be quickly accessed with a U.S. court subpoena, a judge's order, or even a sneak and peek warrant. FindSend regulations are highly effective because the identifiable markers are in place which recognize trouble. If an account has too many large payments moving in one direction, the centralized computer, AML, or anti-money laundering software, sends up a flag. The suspicious transactions are tracked, and those details are sent on for further investigation. If 6 months after the payment, a list of account transactions are needed to prosecute fraudulent sales practices, those records are easily accessed. The records exist because they were captured at the time of the transaction by the bank, like PayPal system. FindSend works very effectively using the tools and markers that are provided through the existing financial regulatory structure. During the past few years, regarding the newer internet payment products, FindSend has either changed the laws or is proposing regulatory changes that force all newer online payment systems into these existing categories. Domestic or foreign, big or small, the rule changes are attempting to fit all these products into existing reporting categories so that FindSend will have access to all those reports or markers which identify crimes and suspicious activity. Based on the data created from the reporting company's payment accounts, FindSend acts as a sort of intermediary to regulate the financial industry online. The government has been tightening up this process over the past 5 years in an effort to catch up with new software and technology. Since the identifying markers for online accounts are widely available in the current centralized payment systems like PayPal, these regulatory moves towards transparency have been highly effective. The dead end ahead. No more markers. While the government has been tightening up their arsenal of regulatory tools, the software designers have been moving in exactly the opposite direction. This is the rapidly approaching problem for FindSend and other government agencies. The free creative minds that mold financial software have been busy building systems absent of the data markers which FindSend needs. Examples of where the markers are missing. Any possible AML software within a system that would identify a suspicious pattern of payments, gone and impossible to implement in a decentralized system. All personal information identifying the account owner, gone, and never even requested to open or operate. Centralized record systems that maintain transaction histories on each account or the system as a whole, gone, not present, not possible. Internet information from the user's connection that might identify their location, gone. All funding and withdrawals originate from multiple third-party sources, including unknown third parties. Source of fund details are impossible to determine. The new decentralized value transfer and peer-to-peer payment products emerging across the internet are free from all the markers that would permit proper oversight by FindSend. The reports and records which FindSend requires after they have categorized a business as a financial product are not simply available. This new value transfer software is open source, decentralized, often P2P, and stripped of all existing markers that would generate data and permit a transaction to be viable. This new value transfer software is open source, decentralized, often P2P, and stripped of all existing markers that would generate data and permit a transaction to be a valuable tool for monitoring the movement and source of funds. Here's how it's done. 1. No personal information is required. What is loosely called an account is simply a long number or nickname. The field holds no identifying information, not even an email address. There is nothing which links this account activity to any specific person. Even a straw man owner of this account cannot be identified. 2. No records of transactions are kept. There is no middleman or third-party intermediaries capturing data and no central database to access and locate past transactions. In most instances, payments do not move through any centralized point. The online value moves from person to person. It is simply not possible to capture any information during the transaction unless voluntary and manually offered up by the participants. The value of each unit is not often predetermined. The changing digital units of these systems are not pegged to one currency, or they have floating value. The value of a unit is often different from another unit of the same system. It might be determined that through a variety of methods such as market demand, daily precious metal prices, or even the issuer's reputation. 100 units moving from one owner to another could have a value of $100, 100 grams of gold, or even $1,470, which was the 147 daily value of that unit at the time of the transaction. It is impossible to track the cumulative value moving through the system at any one time or over any long period. 100% of the funds entering the system do not originate through the account owner's regulated bank. There is no central record of overall amounts. Transactions can be funded or withdrawn using a variety of methods, including cash using third parties. 5. No internet identifiable information on the user's connection can be tracked. Generally, the time of a connection and the IP, along with other information, is logged and that record kept for all users. These logs don't exist in any of these systems because the connection does not contain such data. These software systems are small, open source, can be copied and installed in a matter of minutes. The code is highly configurable and installation can be accomplished on any server in any country around the globe. An organization having members in multiple countries around the world could set up a new system each day to master a business with absolutely no traceable connection between any system. There are no reporting requirements for non-US agents which engage in the exchange operations. Cash to digital, independent small and large agents are located in many international countries and operate with no financial oversight. Summary. Since FinCEN draws intelligence from financial markers and data generated by reporting companies, regulators have recently changed the rules and tried to make all internet payment systems reporting companies. However, software designers have now created, built, and operated systems that do not generate any of the traditional markers needed for proper regulation. Even categorized as a reporting company because the raw data is simply not available, these new internet payment systems operate far outside the reach of existing financial enforcement. Presently, there are about half a dozen of these systems operating across the internet which are known to the public. At least one holds value of more than $5 million or more. Dollars. Since the programs are open source and free for anyone to download, it is impossible to track how many are in operation, how many clients are using them, or the amount of funds moving through them. Industry experts are predicting several hundred of these systems to gain popularity in the next 12 months. Who sets them up and what they will be used for is unknown. Mark Herpel from Digital Gold Currency Magazine, Friday, April 22, 2011. Now, a few comments here from the Cypherpunked Peanut Gallery is this article was written from sort of a higher 10,000-foot view of what's happening with all the systems out there. There are some things like Bitcoin and communications payments happening, not being so anonymous. You can trace the flow of the payments. It's all on public record, but you can also mask your IP address and create different payment IDs for each transaction or use the different account-based systems out there where you throw your Bitcoin into a system, do your transactions inside of this like dark system or subsystem, and then withdraw them out, and you're withdrawing out different payments to a different account. So there's other systems like Open Transactions, which are working on the digital cash, and you have systems like Loom, where there are also no accounts. There's just locations and then access to those locations. So there's a lot of issues here, but from an overall standpoint, this article really gives some interesting points about where things are going right now and what we are about to see start happening. This past week, there were two PayPal accounts that were shut down by PayPal, and the money Frozen, CoinPal, and I forget the name of the other operation. And these companies were purchasing, or they were selling bitcoins, and they were accepting PayPal payments. And as silly as many of us would think, for anyone to have any sort of a balance in PayPal at all, even if you use it, it can be handy. But if you hold a balance in there, you're just asking for it, and especially if you're doing a business like this. Now, there's this also the Dwolla and the MT Gox now accepting payments from them from the regular banking system. So PayPal has classified in their information that they've released that these companies that were selling bitcoins were operating a currency exchange, and they do not allow currency exchange. Now, whatever reason they have, there could be many of them, it doesn't matter. This is showing what's going to start happening. There's all these exchanges that are popping up in the U.S. and around the world that are selling Bitcoin for cash, Bitcoin for this, Bitcoin for that, and some of these market systems that are popping up. I mean, this is all second realm stuff that's being tied in with first realm systems. And as we've seen on some of our shows, a lot of the big problems come in at the borders. So anybody out there who's, you know, working as a public exchanger, you know, you better watch your butt, because according to what these regulations are showing, and the regulation of stored value and money transfer systems and this, the whole line between what is an exchanger and what is a merchant and what is a money transmitting business and what is an exchange board, you know, all of these things are just completely blurring on the digital side. But over in meat space, they have specific laws and specific guns pointed at people for doing things that are written in a certain way. And they're now trying to wrap everybody up around that. And with the arrest of Von Nauthaus, with the Liberty Dollar, the stuff that happened with E-Gold, and many of the other types of prosecutions of people doing running exchange businesses with the old digital gold currency type system, you know, there's going to be a crackdown coming, and it's going to come pretty soon. I think it's going to come soon. And if it doesn't come soon in the next couple of months, it will be within the next year, where the real agenda of these people, which is to maintain a absolute control, monopoly control on their currency systems within their jurisdictions, and of a monopoly control and big brother knowledge of every single transaction happening between anyone and everyone, even at the same time that they allow people to do have physical cash of their own currency. These systems are treading an entirely new ground. So this long road ahead for FinCEN is going to turn out to be in many ways quite fruitless for them ultimately. But then in other ways it will be quite fruitful, because they have guns, and there's probably going to be a lot of casualties in terms of people's businesses and personal wealth, and possibly blood along the way of where this is going. And for those listening, a lot of this stuff has been talked about by the cypherpunks for decades almost. And there's another excellent book out there that some might want to check out, and many have read that I know, called The Sovereign Individual by James Dale Davidson and William Meese Rugg. And in this book, they laid out so much of what is happening today. It's almost they almost predicted it with what's happening with the new second realm type environment and these alternate currencies and digital cash, and then the problems that modern governments have. And then we didn't even get in today to issues of taxation and Big Brother as a whole. We just talked about the stuff in Mark Herpel's article on FinCEN. So thanks for listening today, and we'll be back next week with another slew of guests and good content. Oh,
over the line.
Dodge this.
This is Hero White of the Cypherpunk Show. AgoristRadio.com is sponsored by MetroPipe.net, SSH proxy and VPN services. Privacy is your right, only if you defend it. Please support our sponsors and tell others about them.
Bro. Broadcasting from deep within the second realm, you are listening to agoristradio.com.